אנחנו נקרא פרק ג' משנה א', הכל מתאמן בנגון חוץ מן האויב דכוכבים זה גר תשע. Every individual from Yisrael will become tummy from a nega. If he has a nega saras on his bus, he will become tummy. That includes even a katan, a child under 13, with the exception of a guy and a ger toshet. A ger toshet is a guy that was makabel on himself, the sheva mitzvah b'nei noach, he's still a guy, so therefore a nega saras would not be mitame him, as a nega saras is only mitame a Yisrael. Hakol k'sherim lirois es hanegoim Ella Shahatuma Vatara Bidei Kohen. Every member of Klai Yisrael is kosher to be a person that checks out a nega. He would look at a nega that happened to somebody else to see if it's a nega that's matami him or not. As if it's a bucket, if it's an expert in seeing the gong, even if it's a kaza, he can see a nega. But the decisive tuma in the Tara has to be Bidei Kohen. Only a Kohen can actually declare whether the person is tame or tar. Now, if we can't find a coin that's a bucky in the gun, that's an expert in looking at the gun, even so, we have to bring any coin that we want to look at the nega. Omrim lo emor tame, vuhu omor tame. And the person who's an expert in the gun, but is not a coin, since he can't be the one to say whether it's tame or tar, he has to tell the coin to say that it's tame, and the coin will respond by saying that it's tame. Amor tar, buhu oimer tar. And if the expert in the gun sees that it's tar, he'll tell the coin to declare that it's tar, and the coin will declare that it's tar. And since we have an expert in the gun who's ascertaining whether it's tame or tar, even though the coin is an amart, he doesn't know anything about the gun. Still, the coin has to be the one to decisively declare whether it's tame or tar, so therefore, the person who's an expert in the gun will look at the nega and decide whether it's tame or tar, but he can't make the declaration. So he takes the coin, even if the coin knows nothing about Nagam, he tells the coin what to say. If the person who's an expert in Nagam sees that it's tummy, he tells the coin to declare that it's tummy, and the coin will do so. And if the person that's an expert in Nagam sees that it's tar, he'll tell the coin to declare that it's tar, and the coin will do so. Ein roim shnei Nagam ke'echad. Bein be'ish echad, u'bein b'shnei anashim. Somebody who's an expert in Nagam that's checking out a negative rot that developed in one person, or in two people. He's not allowed to see two Nagam simultaneously, whether it's one person who has two different Nagam in his body, or whether it's two different people, each one has one Nega. The expert should not look at both Nagam simultaneously. Ela roes ha'echad, umaskiro, umachlito, upotro. Instead, he should first see the first Nega, and decide what it's in it, whether the person should be locked up, or whether he should be decisively declared tame, or whether he should be dismissed. And after he finishes looking at the first nega, he would then take a look at the second nega and make a decision about the second nega separately. Ein maskirin et hamuskor, v'lo machlitin et hamuchlot. Ein maskirin et hamuchlot, v'lo machlitin et hamuskor. Somebody who's a musker, somebody who has a nega sarat that is not decisively tame, but since it's one of the shades of white that was mentioned in the first part, so he has to be locked up until the coin decides whether he's decisively tummy or should be dismissed. Now, somebody who's in the midst of being locked up and another nega develops on his skin, the coin would not take a look at the second nega while the person is locked up, whether the second nega is a nega that would cause him to be locked up for that nega, or whether the second nega is a nega that would make him decisively tame. In either case, the coin would not take a look at the second nega while the person is locked up. And so too, somebody who has a nega saras that makes him decisively tame, that it has one of the simani tuma, for example, it has a white hair, or a michya. And while he is decisively tame, another nega develops on his skin, the coin would not take a look at the second nega, calls mind that the person is a mukhla, whether the second nega is a nega that would cause him to be locked up, or whether it's a nega that would cause him to become decisively tummy. In either case, the coin would not take a look at the second nega while the person is a mukhla. Avo b'tchila b'sof shabua ha'maskir maskir v'ha'machlit machlit maskir u'paiter machlit u'paiter. But in the beginning of the week, or the end of the week, meaning to say, If before the person was locked up or became a mukhlas from the first nega, a second nega develops. Or at the end of the week, after the person finished being locked up or finished being a mukhlas, then another nega develops. In such a case, the kohen would take a look at the second nega. And if both nega and kohen to be locked up, they'd be locked up for both nega at the same time. And if both nega and kohen to be decisively tummy, he'd be a mukhlas for both nega at the same time. And if one nega causes him to be locked up and the other nega is not really a nega, so he'd be locked up for one nega and he'd be dismissed from the other nega. And if one nega is decisively tummy, the other one is not a nega at all, so he'd be decisively tummy for one nega and he'd be dismissed from the other one. Second, the Gaon Perek Gimel Mishnah Beit Chasen Shenira Bo Nega Nosen Lo Shibat Yimei Mishnah Lo Ulebeso Uleksuso a Chasen. Somebody who's recently gotten married, that a nega develops on him, we would give him a grace period of his 7 days of Mishnah until the end of his Sheva Brachas, whether the nega develops on his skin or on his hair or on his clothing. He would not have to show the nega to the kohen until after his Sheva Brachas are over. As it did it that somebody who has a nega Sarah, even if the negas rot has all the simani tuma, the right shade of color, plus it has a simon tuma, such as star lava, a white here, even so it's not mitame unless the coin declares it is tame. Without a declaration from a coin, a negas rot would not be mitame. So therefore, if someone delays going to a coin, the negas rot would not be mitame. So therefore, it's possible to give somebody a grace period, and we tell them, you don't have to go to the coin immediately, and only after the shabbat is over would you go to the coin. And the Kohen would declare at that time whether it's Tameh or Tor. But the rest speaks out. Somebody else is not a Chasen. And Negat Tzaraas develops on him. He can't say, well, I just won't show it to the Kohen. And if the Kohen doesn't make a declaration, I won't be Tameh. So if I never go to the Kohen, it will never be Metameh me. As you're Mechuyev to go to the Kohen. Person who has a Negat Tzaraas is obligated to go to a Kohen and have the Kohen declare whether it's Tameh or Tor. If he doesn't want to go to the Kohen, the Bezdin will force him to go to the coin, have the coin declare whether it's Tameh or Tar. But a Chasan, who during his Sheva Brachas would not have to go to a coin to have the coin see his Nega. The Chaim Berego Nosen Lo Kol Yemos HaRego. And so too, somebody who has a Nega Tzaraas develop on him during the Rego, during Yontif, we would give him a grace period of the entire Yontif. He would not have to go to the coin to have the coin declare whether the Nega is Tameh or Tar until the Yontif is over.